Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
The center continues to move every day in a way that has America feel like it's shaking. Now the president of the United States is encouraging NFL teams to sign Colin Kaepernick. The lines keep moving in a way that are a little bit confusing. There is a lot of correction needed. There is some overcorrection taking place in some places where you can question the sincerity. But Roy and I had a text moment last night that I believe to be heartbreaking, dispiriting, and also kind of funny. Because I didn't know my breakfast was racist, and they're taking away Jemima from us. And all Jemima has ever stood for to me is sugary goodness. And now we're in a place where Land O'Lakes has gotten rid of the Indian. Right. Now it's just it's a Land O'Lakes. There's no Indian there anymore. They're coming after Uncle Ben next.
Oh, Dan, they came after Uncle Ben. And wait till you see the change. They already announced that a change is coming. They just haven't exactly.
They already did that last night?
They said, we are aware of what's going on with Uncle Ben. Change is coming, but we can't tell you exactly what. Do they just simply change it to Peter Parker's murdered uncle?
All right, so who did that? Mars did that? Mars?
Who murdered Peter Parker's uncle?
Yes,
depends on
I think Mars
on the
is the
book.
Owner for Uncle Ben. And I think Quaker Oats is the owner. 130 years,
In
Jemima.
One movie, it was Sandman.
And I like, of course it's racist. But it's, of course, sugary goodness, too. And I never associated it with the roots of racism, even though it's obvious when you look at Jemima. But Jemima just made me happy.
She has changed throughout the years, in which it's funny, like people are applying the moralities of the day and they're like, oh, we need to tweak that. But the name still rings. And now it seems as though a full on rebrand is coming.
Well, we're going back 130 years, right? And we are re-legislating with some virtue signaling. We are re-legislating the Jemima situation. Quaker Oats owns Jemima. Can we look through the past of the Quakers, please?
Oh,
I don't know
boy.
If they've got some stuff that we need to look at, too. I just associate Quakers with just being old.
Was it always obvious with Aunt Jemima, or is it obvious now?
No, it's always been obvious.
Yes,
it's always been obvious.
They've been peeling back certain layers of Aunt Jemima to make it less so, but it's
okay.
The name's there.
I'm in a distrustful place, okay? So I assume that the white delegation got together yesterday and was just like, okay, do you think everyone will go back inside if we give them Uncle Ben and Jemima?
Good news for the Quakers. They played a significant part in movements for the abolition of slavery.
All
so,
right.
So far, so good on the wiki.
All right.
Yeah, William
all
Penn
right.
seems all right from what I can see so far, but don't hold me to it.
This is what I'm telling you, though, and I'm sorry that this is somehow stumbling through a meandering route into what I like to call common June radio. But if you're going to do all this, let's go, Washington racial slurs. Let's go. Let's go. It can't be just my butter and my sugary things. If you're going to take away my butter and my sugary things, let's go, Washington racial slurs. Let's apply the pressure there, because if it can't be on the Land O'Lakes, what's it doing on my NFL helmet?
I mean, natural transition. It gets a little problematic when you talk about the indigenous peoples of America when it comes to the Quakers. I mean, if you dig deep enough,
yeah, well,
it's
this
always
is it.
Be,
this,
like, that's at the heart of everything.
I knew.
Yes.
See, this
right.
is the thing. You were going to get out there. You were going to lead the charge with the Quakers. Then you were going to turn around.
I mean, they had treaties. I mean, on the spectrum, they're one of the better ones, I guess. But it was, look, let's be real about this nation's history. It didn't end up working out for the natives.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Have we gone too far when you're taking away Jemima? I don't know the answer to this question. It's why I put it on the poll. I just know that I was hurt by the loss of Jemima.
Roy is saying that Quaker is owned by PepsiCo. So you have to look a little bit deeper. I mean, there are layers to this.
I know, but you're doing...
Who's safe? Okay. Who's next? I mean, but, I have no idea.
But you're doing Quaker Oats, and you're not doing the Quakers. Like, I understand what you're doing, but I don't care who owns Careful. Quaker Oats. Okay. I'm talking about the history of the Quakers. Pepsi has given $400 million to Black Lives Matter causes.
The official word is that Mrs. Buttersworth and Uncle Ben are, quote, under review.
Oh, under review.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. They're in some sort of strange purgatory. You told me that Uncle Ben had gone down.
Well, they said that he might be going down, no, but they're reviewing their options.
You said there were changes.
No, they said that
they're,
yeah,
Mike,
but they didn't say
I came in here and I said, did, Uncle Ben is up next, and you're like, he's gone already. No. And I'm like, you can't keep taking away my breakfast statues faster than I can keep up.
I'm just saying they already weighed in on Uncle Ben, and it seems as though
under
change is coming.
Under review is not the same as being
it
abolished.
It is when it's on company letterhead, and the company feels the need to come out and say, hey, Uncle Ben, clock is ticking.
What's Uncle Ben's problem?
I mean, it seems like, was Uncle Ben just because we had an Aunt Jemima?
Is that what's happening?
I mean, it's not a competing... Uncle? I don't know. I don't know. But, like, the Uncle Ben thing...
You think they're married?
I could be... Look, no, I don't know, man. I don't even want to talk anymore.
Your Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima?
Wait a minute. I got to
just start digging on Mrs. Buttersworth.
Are you alleging... Put it on the poll, Guillermo.
It's a nervous time.
Are Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima...
This is our lament.
...married? Yes. I'm not comfortable with how uncomfortable this makes me. I think...
It's Butterworth, not Buttersworth.
Oh, boy. That's a fine.
Mike, you haven't gotten anything right this segment.
I told you something was going on, and I was right about Peter Parker's Uncle Ben being murdered.
Is there a committee? I mean...
I believe that a white delegation got together and there was Oliver Luck was there and they had a conference call and they're like, what if we give back Jemima? Do you think that we're all good now? Do you think that we could stop with this America falling apart situation? But of course, this isn't enough. Dominique says he's going to start boycotting all breakfast.
What?
Roy, I want your honest feelings when you heard... when you heard that Jemima, 130 years of Aunt Jemima is being taken off the shelves and Quaker Oats says no more Jemima for breakfast.
I thought, good, finally, because Aunt Jemima and the guy in the cream of wheat box whose name Rastus is based off of minstrel shows, you know, white people in blackface entertaining other white people. So good. Get rid of that stuff. Thank you.
Wait a minute. What was the other one you mentioned? I haven't been able to keep up. What was the other one?
Cream of wheat.
Yeah, cream of wheat. Yeah,
his name is Rastus.
Mm-hmm. Has that already happened or is it going to happen?
Also under review.
Committee. Wait a minute. Why is Jemima the first one to go down and why is
because
everyone?
Because that one's like the most obvious and now we have to peel apart the layers to see how problematic
it's the most obvious, but it's also the most beloved. We can all agree, right?
It's the most delicious for me personally out of the bunch.
Well, but Ben pales. In the shadow of Jemima, all of these people, right? Nobody is close to Jemima. That's 130 years.
I mean, no one is close to Aunt Jemima, but the cream of wheat guy, man, I should have seen that.
How did you not see it with Jemima? You've just never.
We're all coming to grips with it.
It's just delicious.
Wait a
delightful.
Why
syrup,
is the cream of wheat guy only under review? Roy, help me again. What is the name of the cream of wheat guy? I did not know his name.
Rastus.
All right. Rastus under review?
Yeah, just Googled it. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
And it won't be a long review.
So hold on a second. Can you guys help me understand something? Because I don't actually know the history of Jemima, how she has been portrayed. Are you guys?
You don't know the history of how she's been portrayed or her history in general? It's fairly obvious.
This is what I'm asking you. Have they tried to make it slightly less racist, but still racist over the last 130 years? Like
yes. Jemima used to have a bandana, and they've tweaked her look over the years, but still Aunt Jemima.
So did they just ban a normal looking black woman just because of her history?
At this point, well, I don't want to, I take offense to your use of normal in the modern day, but you know, she's not wearing a bandana.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
what's next?
The conversation has really shifted, right? So over the last 130 years, we've made it slightly less racist by getting rid of the bandana, but now she looks like what? Does Aunt Jemima look now like just a black woman?
Yes.
There's no minstrel, there's no racist, it's just the roots of history echoing on our syrup.
I feel confident in saying this, and I don't feel confident about much that's gone on in this segment, outside of Flint Marko, a.k.a. Sandman, definitely killing Uncle Ben once.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Today on ESPN Daily, WNBA champion, MVP, and overall superstar Maya Moore. She shocked the world when she left the game in 2019, and even more so when her cause came to light, to free one man from prison. That's ESPN Daily. It's presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
So for those of you who are complaining about the last segment because you are more woke than we are, I simply want to put out to you that what it is that we are doing there, or what I'm doing anyways, is spoofing the absurdity of the things that we go and find and make the racist things that eradicate racism when we argue about a flag or all these other silly things, a pancake product, when the real discrimination is clearly systemic. It's the way that homes are, you know, districts, the redlining, the mass incarceration, all the echoes of slavery. Jemima doesn't solve any of that, but it's a way for companies to feel like they're on the right side now as they spend money on the more meaningful things that matter, as opposed to removing a Land O'Lakes Indian. But if that's the way we're going to do it, and for nearly a century, that illustration of a Native American woman with a feather in her hair, that was something that adorned a package of Land O'Lakes cheese and butter products for a century. And now it's going away. And if you're going to do that, somebody needs to call on the Washington football team and be like, yo, hey, you guys, like, if the butter,
who's going to call?
Nobody was even complaining about the butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who's going to call on them that hasn't already?
Exactly.
But it's a different time.
Snyder has that logo all over his personal basketball courts. He has fought this battle with every fiber of his being.
It's a different time.
It occasionally gets louder. Maybe in this era, in 2020, if we start having that discussion, and again, I don't really know where our priorities are. It'd be kind of silly to have that discussion.
Well, clearly at Quaker Oats, it's to get rid of Jemima. Yeah. At Mars, it's to get rid of, you know, these products that we're seeing again and again, that it's just starting. This isn't This is not the end point on this. This is just starting where Stugatz is realizing that his breakfast cereal is racist.
But just because it hasn't worked, and you're right, Mike, it hasn't with Snyder and the Redskins, do you stop trying? Because Dan is right. Now is the time. If you're going to apply the pressure, max pressure, you do it right now. And if there's ever a shot he's going to do it,
look at what's happening right now in Snyder's city. Now, again, I will point out to you by way of spoof and mockery, this is very small on the list of stupid items that we can attack. But if it's what we're doing anyway, if we're going to do it with Jemima and everyone else, here is one place in Washington where it's about a millionth on the list of the things that people are protesting out there. But put it on the list and put a maximum amount of pressure on him. Make it deeply uncomfortable as one of these other rich guys with the FU money that's still hiding in the shadows and not saying anything about the ways that they've been offensive and the way that league specifically is led in the wrong direction for 4 years.
I feel you. It is a good time to use all that positive momentum towards progression in this. I know most people are, when they're turning their ire towards the NFL, it's really for the Kaepernick stuff right now. I don't know if we're capable of having like multiple social injustice conversations when it comes to the NFL.
You asked us to increase our bandwidth.
Yes.
You asked us.
Yes.
You made a request in the local hour.
Yeah, because I have to, because we're not built that way. And I would, look, now's not the time. Decades ago was the time. They should have never been named that in the beginning. But from what I've known and what I've seen about Daniel Snyder, it just always results in an L when it comes to progress.
Which is the more offensive emblem or symbol? The Washington football team or the Land O'Lakes butter?
And I can't say both.
You can say both, but look at them both and look at what one of them. Land O'Lakes isn't putting that word on butter.
No. To me, if I were great, this all feels ridiculous. Can't I just say blanket, it's all offensive? But sure, yes, Redskins, it says it in the name. Look at the logo. It's offensive.
But you have an entire league, a commissioner, a president changing his stance, their stance on Colin Kaepernick, Mike. So, I mean, to Dan's point, if Daniel Snyder's going to do it, now is the time to do it if you apply max pressure to Daniel Snyder.
But Mike's right about the idea of we're applying max pressure everywhere.
Yeah.
Why would we apply it here? Why? Because Quaker Oats is folding.
Hey.
Pepsi is folding. These are big places, man. These are big corporations that are folding. Is it NFL big?
But what else did Pepsi have to worry about other than this? The NFL has max, we're applying max pressure right now on them to bring about social change. And we can disagree as to how authentic it is and how embarrassing of a look it is for the NFL considering their history, but there is progress being made because of that max pressure. How can we apply two different sets of max pressure that goes against max pressure?
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. More offensive symbol. The Washington racial slurs logo.
Do we have to do this as a poll?
Or just Daniel Snyder?
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
It's a great point by you on max pressure, though. I mean, you can only have one max pressure going on at one time. It's
But what if you increase your bandwidth?
And to be clear, by the way, I'm always lamenting when it comes to these conversations that we're not having the substantive race conversations, that we're chasing after Hulk Hogan when he uses the N-word in a Bubba the Love Sponge sex video. That's the easy place to do it. All of these things we're talking about are the easy place to change this stuff. Jemima, Uncle Ben. He doesn't want to do it because he's Daniel Snyder and he's got FU money and he doesn't have to do it, but that's an easy change to make, and he's not even willing to make that one.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030. guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your Sports Center update. Alfred Williams, a former star linebacker at Colorado, wants an apology from Mike Gundy after renewing an allegation that the Oklahoma State coach called him the N-word in 1989 when Gundy was a player for the Cowboys. Major League Baseball and the Players Association met again to negotiate. The league offered the players a 60-game season, but the players say that schedule is too short. And finally, Kristen Stewart will play Princess Diana in the new biopic, Spencer. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So Stugat has some issues, I guess, with Mets ownership. Stugat hasn't done a lot of winning in his sports lifetime. Stugat is the voice of the sports fan, but his teams have largely been really stinky the entire time he's been alive. However, the New York Mets twice have won the championship, and while Stugat is not at all interested, it doesn't feel like, in what's happening with the Mets when they're bad, I believe Stugat can be lured back into baseball in a meaningful way if the Mets actually were playing with some stakes on what they were doing. But it's been about 20 years, right? It's been since they went to the World Series against the Yankees,
right?
Since the Mets have been any kind of relevant. I guess Andy Chavez, one year they were in the playoffs.
Well, no, they had the Matt Harvey year where, you know, they trotted him out for a big game that he shouldn't have been pitching in, and that was the end of Matt Harvey. So that wasn't, I think that came after the Subway Series. It did come after the Subway Series. But the Mets here are, I mean, the Wilpons are trying to sell the team. They've been trying to sell the team. And they have a number of suitors. And the suitors are, you know, if you're a sports dork, you're familiar with some of the names, like Josh Harris and David Blitzer, because they own like the Sixers and the Devils and fairly successful franchises. Certainly the Devils. They're credible owners. Okay. I don't want them. I do not want them. If your name is not Alex Rodriguez or Jennifer Lopez, I do not want you owning the Mets. Now, I know they don't have the experience. I know they've never done anything in terms of ownership.
They don't have the money either.
I don't care. They'll find the money. They are figureheads, okay? I need A-Rod and J-Lo to own the Mets. First, New York would love it. Secondly, it would always give the Mets something to fall. Hey, we got A-Rod and we got J-Lo. It wouldn't make them the best team in New York, but perhaps the coolest team in New York. And I'm good with that. In the absence of winning, I will take cool, and A-Rod and J-Lo give me some star power and they make it cool. Now they're trying to bring Bob Kraft to the table, and that would make it even better. Because then I get the star power and a guy who has won, you know, six championships up in New England.
In a different sport.
Yeah, but who cares? I got A-Rod and J-Lo.
You just want names again. It comes back always.
Who wouldn't, Dan? Who wouldn't want A-Rod and J-Lo to own their team, honestly?
You think the success will just translate to baseball for Robert Kraft?
I don't care. If Robert Kraft is the person that can deliver me A-Rod and J-Lo, that's all I care about in the equation. Mike, this you would love if Mike, A-Rod and J-Lo won the Browns.
Have Derek Jeter owning the Marlins, and that hasn't worked out.
You did this with Phil Jackson. You did the same thing with Phil Jackson.
You're not an owner.
You get stars in your eyes. You did the same thing with Jeter. You did the same thing with Magic Johnson. Yeah. Like, it's just fame and name. And I think it's fairly responsible. I think it's fairly remarkable. I want you guys to absorb what I'm about to say. Alex Rodriguez had, at the time, the largest contract in the history of sports. He purposely got it to be $252 million because the previous high had been Kevin Garnett at $126 million. A-Rod chose, instead of $250 million, he wanted $252 because he wanted exactly double of the biggest contract ever. $252 million when you subtract all the steroid fines and pressures and bonuses and when you a divorce in the middle of it. When you start doing the math on this, it costs $2.6 billion to buy 80% of the Mets. A-Rod does not have the money.
But he's got the looks. I mean,
but you want an owner with money. What do you want an owner with? Looks or money? Like, it, think about how amazing it is that J-Lo and A-Rod, think about the stratosphere these owners are playing in when J-Lo and A-Rod, the most successful among us in terms of making money in their fields, they need to bring in J.P. Morgan in order to have real money to buy just 80% of the Mets.
I'd rather have a guy that has the looks, therefore has the ability to bring in the kish. You know what I'm saying? How about that?
At Le Batard Show on Twitter. Guillermo,
a little J-Lo concert before the games. I mean,
put on the poll, Guillermo, please, at Le Batard Show.
Metropolitan.
Apropos of nothing over here, should Mike Gundy have been wearing a shirt that read Black Recruits Matter during his apology? At Le Batard Show.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
Cheater. I mean, ask Billy if he'd rather have, who he'd rather have, A-Rod and J-Lo or what he has now. I mean, Billy, it's an obvious answer, right? You'd rather have A-Rod and J-Lo?
I mean, I have Jordan and Jeter right now, and they're not really, they're not winning that many games.
Might as well have A-Rod and J-Lo. That's right.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and of course in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
So we have Brian Windhorst joining us in about 15 minutes. And Dominique Foxworth, I need a ruling where we are on Bojangles, it's a chicken franchise chain. I think it's below, like, what is the ranking? What is the ranking on chicken franchises? I don't, is it still Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Is KFC number one? What? I think once upon a time it was Roy Rogers, but I think KFC is.
Well, Popeyes is considered, Popeyes by everyone is considered like the best.
Talking about chicken.
And who are you asking?
I was saying that Dominique's about to call in to tell us where we are on Bojangles, because I don't know where we are on the name Bojangles as a restaurant franchise. I'm legitimately asking the question because as we're tearing down literal statues, as we're taking down emblems, I've seen some people remark on Twitter, if you're getting mad at the idea that fictional characters like Aunt Jemima are disappearing, you might want to go ahead and also get mad at the real characters that are disappearing because the police officer has a neck on his knee. If you care more about the fictional characters than you do about the real characters, there's a real problem with what it is you're objecting to.
By the way, Chick-fil-A is probably, I would say Chick-fil-A power rankings, Chick-fil-A, KFC, 1-2.
Yes, Roy.
Keep in mind that Bojangles was the nickname of the famed dancer Bill Robinson. So that's where that nickname derived. That nickname is actually meant to say that he has a happy-go-lucky attitude, according to white people.
Okay.
Right.
I like that as a,
I love starting I
like
that
good as sign off like that all the time.
That was great.
Yes.
That was great.
Whenever we're talking about things like this.
I like sourcing it according to white people.
And when he's educating us, keeping in mind, as if you're extending me a lot of credit.
According to white people on the internet. Yes, Chris.
Just in terms of chicken quality, it is number one Popeyes, number two Chick-fil-A, number three Bojangles, number four KFC.
I mean, Church's has to be in there somewhere. Church's chicken is fantastic.
Well, forgive me because I wasn't having a conversation about what's more delicious. I was wondering which is more successful, like which is the bigger chain. I know, Chris, that this is where your mind always goes and you need to rank the foods on how they taste, but it's not the question I was asking. And Dominique will be around here in a second. So wait a minute. Is the ruling that we're good on Bojangles? Dominique will tell us at some point. He's on television right now. You had mentioned Stugatz a second ago, and I was curious about this. You mentioned Maya Moore, and when we've had her on a couple of times around here, I have pointed out that before Kaepernick was doing what Kaepernick was doing, she volunteered for exile. Mm-hmm. She volunteered. She was not banished from her league. She chose in an effort, not unlike Kaepernick's, because a family member had been wrongly jailed, to quit her career in basketball, where she was better at basketball than Colin Kaepernick was at football. She chose to quit her career in her prime.
She's one of the best basketball players of all time.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And she chose, in the like, we made a big deal about Pat Tillman, a big deal. An okay football player, Pat Tillman, goes off to war, and we made a big deal about the nature of that sacrifice because he just up and quit football one day for what seemed like a good cause, and then what happened since is he was killed by friendly fire, and there was allegedly a cover-up, and the family would very much like for the NFL and everyone else to stop using their brother, son, beloved family person as a propaganda tool, the way that a government, the way that a despicable government would in a propaganda-filled communist regime. Like, the family has simply asked, don't, please stop using the family. If you remember Pat Tillman's brother in the morning, drinking at the funeral during the eulogy and just sort of spitting at everybody, don't tell me he's in a better place. Don't tell me about any of that. Like, just a hissing anger out of the family. What does Maya Moore have to do? What more does she have to do for that to be a household name? Because you understand that she chose martyrdom in order to tackle a cause. She did so with clarity. She did so with conviction. She did so with unbelievably draining, dark periods because of how frustrated and how helpless she feels trying to stick her face in this machine. My question to you is, what does she have to do to be Colin Kaepernick in name, in resonance, in echoing? Like, because what more would you like her to do so that she's held in that esteem? Like, is that simply a disregard for women's sports? Like, is that
the, it feels like it's a disregard.
Is that the top thing on the list? Well, if somebody was doing this in basketball, if Giannis Antetokounmpo did it, if James Harden did it.
Well, let's be clear. She left in the prime of her career to go do this. If LeBron James had done it, obviously it would be a much bigger story. If Giannis had done it, it'd be a much bigger story. And so, yeah, I'm afraid she's a victim, like it's women's sports. And that's unfortunate because what she's done is really courageous and great.
Well, there you go. As we fight for equality as a country, Maya Moore, all you have to do in order to get equality is be a man. Windhorse next.